Last night I mentioned Isaiah and the experience he had, the vision he had, seeing the holiness of the Lord and how changed he was. And I wonder, after that, his song must have been, "Holiness unto the Lord is my watchword and song." What does that mean, holiness is my watchword? Anyone have a little idea? What does it mean to have holiness as our watchword? Anyone know?
Constantly in our thoughts.
Constantly in our thoughts, isn't that true? Constantly in our thoughts. Every word, every action, every day, every moment. Am I pleasing the Lord? Am I living that holy life that He desires and delights in? And we have to be very careful as Christians. You know why? People are watching us. They're watching our lives. Have we been changed? Are we different? Do we know what it means to live holy lives? Sometimes we have to give up some things, deny ourselves of things to live holy lives. Isn't that true? But the reward, the reward that's given to us by the Lord, when He works in us in that way. And I'm so thankful that we can look up to Him as a holy God, and we can say, as Isaiah, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty." And not only is He a holy God in the distance, but He's near. He's in my heart, and I'm so thankful for that. And during the night, I was awake a bit, and I was sort of reminiscing back to my Bible days and the experiences that I had there. I think I could write a little book about it. But the Lord came in such wonderful ways. Not all students were there for that purpose of meeting with the Lord. Some were there because their parents sent them there to avoid the draft. And they were sort of giddy. They weren't so much into Bible study, a purpose to be there. But others were seeking the Lord. And I remember a great revival we had there. I think it lasted about 3 days. We had no classes, no dinner time, breakfast time. We all wanted to just be in the chapel and wait upon the Lord. And if you were hungry, you could go get a bite, but you'd run right back into the chapel. You just wanted to be there. You don't want to miss anything what the Lord had. And you know what the most part of that revival was? Confessions. One student after another getting up and confessing and how they wanted to change and how they wanted to be more like Jesus. Some even went to the piano and played in the Spirit. Never knew the piano. Just played in the Spirit. It was such an anointing there for days, which I'll never forget. It had such an effect on my life. And I thank God for that. And that's what God wants to do for all of us. He can do that here. He can do that here to make us so hungry for Him that nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. And I'm so thankful for that. And the Lord has been so good and so faithful. And I was so thankful that we had that opportunity to be there. We almost lost that opportunity. It was draft time, and my husband was drafted into service while we were in school, and it upset me, of course, and him. And the dean of the school, he took my husband to Washington, D.C., to headquarters. They went one day, and the whole chapel was praying for it. They came back. They had the victory. He was dismissed from it and able to continue to stay there and study and go into ministry. And we thank the Lord the way He's led us step by step. There were hurdles, but God was always there, leading step by step by step. And that's the way we need to walk as Christians, as believers, step by step. And we had wonderful, godly professors. Our president, Brother Wells, Milton Wells, was such a godly man. And we enjoyed his classes. He took us on a trip one day, the Romans class. We studied Romans, and we had to go to the courthouse and see how that was all taken care of, how they did it in court. And then he showed it again in Romans and so forth. And And then sometime after we graduated, my sister-in-law was in a nursing home in Long Island. And when we get there, who is sitting there but the president, Milton Wells? He had a stroke. He couldn't walk or anything, couldn't talk. But when we walked in that door, he raised his hand and he said, "Hallelujah." He recognized us right away. And it was such a blessing to know that the Lord was still so close to him during those hard times. But that's how the Lord works. And that's because we want him more than anything else. Holiness unto the Lord. Is that our watchword? Is that how we want to live every day?